You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Steph Curry and Klay Thompson to each have over 4.5 made threes. This is boosted to +360 at Caesars. So Curry hits this over a bunch. He had 5 in his last game. He had eight threes against the Clippers, and Thompson also just had 5 of them, and he had 8 against the Suns. So there's some huge value in this odds boost.
Yeah, I mean, Curry's hit this number in 8 of his last 9 games. I feel like this is just something that he does night in and night out. Klay, I mean, I always talk about how many attempts that these players get. Klay had 13 3-point attempts last game against the Rockets. And Dallas's defense, I mean, that's just been a huge problem for them all season. And I believe both Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving are going to be playing tonight, which makes their perimeter defense even that much worse. So the Warriors should be able to get plenty of open looks tonight for both Steph and Klay. And I mean, being on the road, they're terrible on the road. They need to start winning on the road. And the way to do that, obviously, is to score more points than the other team, but to start hitting your threes, knock those down when the opportunities are there. So love the value in all this, Lucy.
Yes, get in on this at +360 at Caesars and head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable and at Lucille Burge. Our favorite bets for today, I am sticking with the NBA. I'm going Knicks. There isn't a ton else today, but Knicks +105 against the Heat money line. The Knicks being the underdog here, there's a huge opportunity to get some value betting on them. They've been favored in their last 3 games, and now they are the slight underdog. So this is your chance to get some plus money value on them to win this game against the Heat. +105 at BetMGM is where I saw this. The Knicks have won their last 3 matchups against the Heat historically, and the Knicks have covered the spread in 3 of their last 4 games, won their 3 of their last 4 games. So I am all in on the Knicks to beat the Heat tonight.
I like it. Lots of plus money value today. Got to get in on all that. Yes. I'm going to take the over in the Sixers and Bulls game tonight. It's at 222. These 2 teams played on Tuesday. So second game of little 2-game mini series between the 2 of them. That game finished with only 214 points, despite going into double overtime. So I think this line is, that was crazy. I looked at the score. I'm like, it's overtime, going into overtime. It was like 97-94. It was wild. Jeez. But basically, they both just played awful defensively. So Sixers shot just under 28% from 3 in that game. Bulls shot under 22% from deep. Outside of Joel Embiid, no Philly starter played all that well offensively. Harden was 2 of 14 overall, 0 of 6 from 3. Maxey went 9 of 19. Similar story for Chicago. Zach LaVine, 2 of 9 from deep. Patrick Beverley, 2 of 10 overall. So really just an off night if you go up and down the stat sheet for pretty much everyone. The total for that game, though, closed at 226. So the books were not expecting this type of low-scoring, offensive, non-offensive production type of night from these 2 teams. And they played 2 times prior to that. So this will be their 4th meeting. And the first 2 games, they both finished over this number. First one went 223. Second one, 238. So, I mean, the offenses can only go up after Tuesday's performance. So I will take the over 222 here.
That's an awesome one. There is so much value to be had today in those bets and this odds boost at +360 at Caesars. Get in on all of that and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.